He had a lawsuit against the TSA because of the body scanning, the groping, what they were doing with him. And a judge basically said, you know what, we're going to toss this case out right now. In the meantime, because Jesse Ventura has been living half his time in Mexico with his wife, a lot of folks in the mainstream media have said he's unpatriotic. Well, here he is back on Coast to Coast to set the record straight. Jesse, Governor, how are you?
Hi, George. Always good to talk to you, even though it's always late at night.
We own the airwaves at night.
I prepared for it today because I actually took a nap for about 2.5 to 3 hours before the phone call came, so I'm ready.
Well, Alex woke me up this morning telling me about you, so we're both without sleep today.
Well, no, I'm doing better than last time. Last time I didn't get any rest when I talked to you till about 3 in the morning or whatever it was. This time I've already rested, so I'm ready to roll tonight. But what took place was I found it, and these people saying that I'm unpatriotic, I find how shallow their thought process is, because I'm here fighting for our amendment rights in this country.
Yep.
How can you be any more patriotic than that?
It is
amazing.
And
I agree. One local media guy here, one radio guy here on WCCO in Minnesota, I don't even know his name, he's on at 10 o'clock. He actually called me the other day, Kim Kardashian, and said that I was just doing this strictly for publicity for my television show.
Publicity is one thing you don't need, nor do you go after.
How could it be for, you know, this? I will tell you honestly, it cost me $40,000 to get thrown out of court.
Jesse, this case is unbelievable, because one of the things you want is you want it before a jury.
Exactly.
But you're not going to be able to get that. They won't let you do that, will they?
Well, it tells you that your Bill of Rights is gone. Because if you have nowhere to go to seek some type of justice on your Bill of Rights, and the place you went was the courts, and the judge's ruling is she doesn't have jurisdiction. Well, this is a constitutional issue. She's a federal judge. If she don't have jurisdiction, who the hell does?
And one of your issues, you've got a titanium hip, don't you?
Yeah, I had hip surgery in 08, and so when I pass through the metal detector, it does not, I could go through naked. It's going to go off because the metal's inside my body. And my court case was the fact that it's I as an individual, Jesse Ventura, that I present no threat, and the key word is reasonable search and seizure. It is not, in my opinion, reasonable to believe that Jesse Ventura is a threat. I've been flying for 30 years. I've been a mayor. I've been a governor. I'm an honorably discharged United States Navy veteran, and I pose no threat. So why should I be treated like a criminal? When you go to an airport today, if you have metal in your body, you are treated like a freaking criminal.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember I went in for some tests about a year and a half ago, and they put some, you know, they isotopes in you. And they gave me a letter because I said, look, I'm flying to St. Louis tomorrow. I just happened to mention it to them. And they said, oh, wait a minute, you can't go without a letter. And I said, what are you talking about? It was amazing, but apparently they said that whatever they inject in you just to check you out could also set it off. It's crazy.
Sure. Well, and the thing is, the response I get from a lot of the media, most of them won't even talk to me on this issue. I've been avoided. I got bumped off CNN yesterday for the verdict on Michael Jackson's drug case for the doctor.
For the doctor.
Now, what? We were all in doubt that Michael used drugs? Was there a question about it? I mean, okay, this doctor gave it to him. What's the big deal? That doesn't affect anybody except Michael, the doctor, and their families. It's not a national issue, but excuse me, it's our pop culture news mentality today.
Jesse, in the old days...
Like I said to the CNN person, I said, well, I can understand why you'd bump me. After all, mine is just a constitutional issue. You know, and the person said, well, I kind of laughed and thought, yeah, right.
Yeah.
You people, you know, the stories that get handed down on all these news shows, the death of Ann and Nicole Smith, it's all part of the dumbing down of America.
Well, that's true.
And we're accepting it.
That's true, and it takes precedent. Look, in the old days, they had the wand that they rubbed up and down your side. That was acceptable to you, wasn't it?
Yeah, I went through that for years. Ever since my hip got replaced in 08, for the first year or two, you just get the wand. And that wasn't so bad. But, you know, even that, here's what got to me the most, George. When I was flying last summer, and I haven't flown for a year now because I filed the case in January and I couldn't get on a plane. Because how could I have a court case if I got on a plane?
That's right.
So I haven't flown in over a year. But last summer when I was doing my TV show, I was flying about four times a week. And I kept getting angrier as the summer kept going on, and I couldn't figure out where this anger was coming from me. And then I realized it was because I was getting comfortable being searched. And I believe in a free country, you should never feel comfortable being searched.
Never.
And I was getting searched four times a week.
Unbelievable.
And I thought to myself, this is insane. I'm in the United States of America. We're supposed to be the bastion of freedom. And you go out to the airport, here I am a governor, and I'm being searched like a common criminal. And then, of course, they went to the extended one at that time where they now either X-ray you, and I can assure you these X-rays are not safe. We've got the data for my court case, but they won't let me in. The data shows clearly they have not done proper testing. That many doctors say this is as dangerous as any other type of X-ray. And imagine if you're getting it done to you four times a week for 10 weeks in a row.
That's it. Exactly. If you fly a lot and you're going through this machine, this scanner, you're going to accumulate a lot of X-rays and radiation.
The easiest way to explain it, George, is they will not allow TSA people to wear those badges that indicate radiation.
They don't want to scare
people.
They're
already getting cases of TSA people being sick, or TSI, whatever the hell they are. You know, the people at work out there. We had all that lined up for court. We were ready.
When you would
how
come in.
Constitutional this is, how it's dangerous. They're submitting the American people to danger, health issues, the whole thing. And the simple way the court gets around it, they simply tell you, we won't hear it.
When you would come in, Jesse, you're obviously recognizable. Would the TSA workers say, oh, my gosh, it's Jesse Ventura. Give us an autograph. Sure. Sign this. I mean, were they friendly to you?
Both. They would be both ways, you know. But I remember, I was not a good traveler for them. I would complain.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't want anyone complaining. They want you lined up there like lemmings, keep your mouth shut, and get yourself groped and move on.
And you can't appeal this? Why not?
I can't do any. Well, I can't appeal it because it's a catch-22. She says she doesn't have jurisdiction and that it has to go to the Court of Appeals, but they have a stipulation that when it's filed, you have only 60 days to take it to the Court of Appeals. She sat on it for 10 months.
Oh.
So therefore, if I took it to the Court of Appeals, they would say the statute of limitations has run out on this.